A wonderful opportunity to talk to a young man who gained widespread media attention when an interview made during a period when he was homeless went viral after being posted to YouTube in early January of 2011. Since blessed the world and written a brand new book called A Golden Voice. We welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Ted Williams.
Oh my goodness, Anthony and Marcus on the Yolanda Adams Show. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Golden Voice. How you doing this morning,
sir? I'm doing well. I'm here in New York. God blessed me to spend my first Mother's Day in over 20 years with my mom this past Sunday.
Good. Yes, good. Man. Now, that is redemption at its best, and that's a wonderful story. Brand new book called A Golden Voice, How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Brought You from the Streets to Salvation.
Yes,
and
sir.
Most of the people came familiar with Ted Williams after the video went viral on YouTube. But talk a little bit about the Ted Williams before you were homeless.
Well, you know, the Ted Williams before I was homeless was a well-raised middle-class man in Brooklyn, New York, with my mom and dad, working class people, and we always had the Lord in our house. I mean, my mother was a Baptist, my father was a Jehovah Witness, and I went to Seventh-day Adventist school. So if that's not having the Lord, you know, but spirituality remained in my home.
Yeah.
And I found out that early on that all things are possible if you keep God first.
Yes, sir.
I, as a result, didn't carry God with me. God carried me with him, but I never carried God with me. So I had to go through some things. I mean, I had to die every day to really find God again and again. I never stopped praying. Never, not once. Even when I was smoking crack in those crack houses, I always acknowledged God in all my ways. Now, people thought that that was rather sacrilegious, to sit up in a crack house talking about God. Some people would actually walk away from me. They'd be like, God ain't going to throw no bolt of lightning down through here.
Right.
But I always carry that Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Yeah.
You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. But, you know, that was the one thing that I could say to everybody, but I never walked the walk. I was talking the talk, but I wasn't walking the walk.
Ted Williams, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, a brand new book entitled A Golden Voice. You talk about the Ted Williams before you went homeless. What led you to that state of homelessness? What was the one choice or decision that led you in that direction?
Crack, crack, crack. Yeah. I mean, I didn't care no more about the golden voice or the God-given gift. I didn't give myself the golden voice name. That's been tagged along. But what I did acknowledge was that God gave me the gift of voice. So I started smoking crack in 1988. I just snowballed in the addiction, Marcus and Anthony. I snowballed, but I never stopped praying. I kept asking the Lord. God, please help me.
It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son in the chapter. It talks about him coming to himself. You talk about, in the book, a spiritual awakening where you come to this face-to-face moment with yourself. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, God had talked to me, and he said, Ted, you have not once got up on a Sunday and went to church to at least give me thanks for allowing you to live.
Yeah.
Now, you've gotten up and you've done all of this, but you've never not once given me one Sunday or one Saturday or one day a week, Ted, for away from crack and just devoted to me. So God took me to a corner. He said, listen, I want an hour a day from you. I want you to go up on that corner and hold a sign. I want you to be so low down that you don't feel like that you can't get no lower. And I was very reluctant at first because I could go out there in 5 minutes and make as much money stealing stuff than I was standing out there an hour waiting for cars to come by and give me 10 cents, a quarter, a dollar, $5 or whatever. So the Lord said, you stand there. You stand there. Mm-hmm. And I stood on that corner, and sometimes it would take a whole hour for me to get $5. But I stood there talking to God because I was hating people that didn't give me nothing. Mm-hmm. I was hating people that laughed at me. And then all of a sudden, all of that changed. God changed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make me a Christian all of a sudden because I still had those moments where the devil would slip in and have me still cussing at white folks and still cussing at black people that didn't give me, that was making fun of me. I was terrible out there until finally it came in that I can't change them people's will to give you, Ted. So you don't have to sit up there and hold them accountable for something that I can't make them do. So I want you to love your brother as yourself. So when people didn't give me, I was just as grateful that they didn't give me as much as I was grateful for the people that did give me. And when that started sinking in, everybody became God's child in my heart. So yeah. If they didn't give me, I loved them. If they did give me, I loved them just the same.
What a spiritual awakening.
We're on the phone talking with the golden voice, Mr. Ted Williams, about his new book. Mr. Williams, I have two quick questions. The first question, the guys who videoed you on the corner.
Yes, Daryl Chenoweth.
Was he just trying to, I guess, mock you at first with your voice, or was he actually trying to help you?
I think back at that time, I think he genuinely was amazed that as hideous as I looked and as nasty as I was looking, that he was just amazed that I still offered a smile and still acknowledged that I have a God-given gift, so that when he pulled down and said, here, I'm going to make you work for your dollar, the only thing I could say was, when you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening. And so I was just happy to get that dollar. I didn't care what he used that video for. I wanted to get that dollar.
Yes, sir. Another thing I think is so unique that you went from standing on the corner holding a sign to becoming a sign that God will definitely change people's situations.
I can't tell you again, Anthony Marcus. I have to say this, and I might get emotional here, but God is so good.
Yes.
God is so good. Yeah. And in spite of the fact that we don't take him everywhere, he takes us everywhere he goes.
Yes, sir. It's amazing the things that God will do, even in using the video to bring national attention to you, and then your life taking off from there. And now God has blessed you with the opportunity to write a book entitled The Golden Voice. It is a wonderful book. I love it. I had a chance to read it from beginning to end. And just before we let you go, we have another 60 seconds, but tell everybody about the Ted Williams Now and the success story as you continue to grow in the Lord and what God is doing in your life right now.
Right now, the Lord has brought me back to my children. He brought me this beautiful book that you just described. I'm also still associated and employed by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yes, sir.
And you know the tagline, I got to tell you the tagline, you know you love it. I'm also trying to get a charity together. It's called the Ted Williams Project, and I want to give back because God certainly didn't bless me with this big blessing and journey to hold it and hoard it to myself and keep it for myself.
Yes, sir.
God told me I have to give back.
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to work on the Ted Williams Project, and I also do voicemails, people's personalized voicemails, so maybe one day I can do, thanks for calling Anthony Marcus and the lovely Yolanda Adams.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, all are not available to take your call, but please leave me. That kind of thing.
Yes, sir. You got to do that. You have to do it.
Yes, sir.
How faith, hard work, and humility brought him from the streets to salvation, a golden voice, brand new book available now. Ted Williams, we thank you so much, man,
thank
for
you.
Being a part of the Yolanda
thank
Adams Morning
so
Show.
Thank you so much for having me, and please tell the lovely Yolanda Adams that I love her.
Yes, sir.
And I listen to her music all the time.
We appreciate you. You make sure you come back on the show. Don't make it your last time, all right?
Okay, sir. Thank you for having me, and have a blessed 2012.
You too. A golden voice, Ted Williams, available now. You can get it for your iPad, bookstores everywhere.
Do Yolanda.
You know what? Don't start.
That I love her. And I love the sanctified sermon topic with Marcus Wiley coming up in 18 minutes.